Hello, thank you for listening to the Weekly Investment Insights Podcast. This is Jeff Ropp, and today I'm going to put some perspective on 2016 and touch on three positives we see from markets moving into 2017. First, looking back at 2016, the recession fears that fueled one of the worst starts to a year seem a distant memory. Markets were down double digits in mid-February before roaring back to positive territory. The S&P 500 put up its eighth straight positive year with a gain of 11.9%, the longest streak since nine consecutive positive years from 1991 to 1999. International stocks, on the other hand, broke a two-year streak of negative returns with a positive 1.5% return for the EAFE in 2016. Emerging markets were up 11.6%, which was the first positive calendar year since 2012, and yes, they actually were negative in 2013. In spite of the spike in rates to end of the year, the Barclays Ag finished the year with a return of 2.6%, essentially yields ending only slightly higher than where they started 2016. High-yield bonds fared much better, with returns in the mid-teens for the year. Looking ahead to 2017, I see three reasons to remain positive on markets. Number one, global growth is positive and potentially accelerating. Global PMIs, which measure the economic health of the manufacturing sector, have been moving upward, a strong early indicator of growth. Number two, monetary and fiscal stimulus are providing tailwinds. Outside of the U.S., central banks are still growing their balance sheets through quantitative easing, and now we've added Trump's pro-growth plans within the U.S. Number three, investor expectations remain muted. Wall Street strategists were asked for the S&P 500 return in 2017. The average prediction was just 4.4%, which was the lowest prediction since 2005. Thanks for listening, and have a great 2017.